USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden reassuring allies that America is committed to NATO. He did so as part of his trip in Europe, telling Poland's president that the U.S. treated its duty to defend NATO allies as a sacred obligation. President Biden is expected to deliver a major speech on the need for the world to remain united in confronting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. The president also took time to meet Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. called for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un vowed to expand his country's nuclear war deterrent, quote-unquote, while preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.